You're with ABC Radio National Summer Breakfast. And now it's time to check the newspaper headlines. And of course, papers today are running with all sorts of headlines about the Boxing Day test and also reporting on that tragic house fire on the Sunshine Coast that has killed the wife and children of TV chef Matt Galinsky. The Daily Telegraph headline is perhaps among the most emotive, "Please save my family," it reads, while the Courier Mail leads with "Dad's agony." Galinsky is currently in a critical condition in the Royal Brisbane Hospital with burns to 40%. Of his body. Tasmania's Mercury, meanwhile, sums up the sentiments of a number of the papers this morning with the headline, "Ed Passes the Test," congratulating Australian cricketer Ed Cowan on his efforts as a batsman, the opening batsman against the Indian team yesterday. The front page of The Australian has a photo of Ricky Ponting congratulating Cowan, but it's also running with the headline, "Defence Hunting Foreign Troops," and a report that the Australian Defence Force is contemplating fulfilling its recruitment targets by luring ex-servicemen of other Western countries with an offer of Australian citizenship. The Age, meanwhile, in Melbourne leads with "Hospital's Emergency Nightmare" and reports that the Victorian hospital system is set to fail on its target of treating emergency patients within 4 hours. The Australian Medical Association says that bed numbers and improved staffing arrangements are needed for the 4-hour target to be met. The NT News leads with "Clean-up time" and reports that the damage caused by Cyclone Grant, while the Canberra Times is running with "Storms Batter Coast's Beaches," referring to the shutdown of ACT beaches as a result of the wild weather. Over to the West now, and the West Australian's headline reads, "Record Numbers Holiday in Bali," with a report that Bali is the second most preferred holiday destination for West Australians after Singapore, while Adelaide's Advertiser reports on the crimes of pedophile Ronald John Hendry with the headline, "Face of Evil." The paper contains reports about how Hendry has destroyed his victims' lives.